Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, right here in the city of Gilroy in the state of California. I am delighted to come before your presence again on this evening, February the 12th, 2013. I just thank you, as I first stated on our last program, I just thank you that are out there in digital radio land for taking out your busy schedule to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. The program is Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. I'm so delighted that you have chose this station to tune into, because I know that God is going to bless you on tonight real good. And before we start our program, we are implementing prayer now before the start of each program. So I would like those of you that will join me in prayer on tonight. Oh, Father God, we thank you for watching over us, over our dangerous highways and byways, God. We thank you, God, for keeping all hurt, harm at bay. Father God, we thank you for uniting us around the globe again on tonight. Lord, to bring a rhema word to a hurting heart on tonight. And Father, I would ask you to let your will and not my will, but let thy will be done in the message on tonight. God, I'd ask you to anoint these lips with clay, God, and to give the people what they need, and that is the divine word of truth. Father God, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the praises. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. And I just want to give you a highlight of what our theme is on tonight. Our theme tonight is clean out the luggage of your heart. Well, now God gave me that theme because I imagine that those are some of you that are out there in our listening digital radio audience. You might have been carrying around a heavy weight. And I'm here to enlighten your heart on tonight, and your mind and your spirit, to let you know that it's all right to let go of the heavy load. And I just like to also make note of those of you that has been tuning in weekly. If this program has been a blessing to you and has helped you in some way to walk in your daily walk with the Lord, I would like to hear from you. We have a number established. You can call in to the station. The number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with the Lord. We will be so anxious and excited and just jubilant to hear from you, our listeners, out there in digital radio land. And we're not going to go into any more ado on this evening. We're going to come back with a Rhema word for you on this evening. And so I just hope that this message that God has given unto me to bring unto you will be a blessing to you and to those of you that's listening in our listening audience. Now, I would just like to let you know that there may be some of you that are out there in our listening audience. You might have been carrying around a heavy load, and some of your baggage, and among some of your luggage, you have been carrying around hatred. Some of you have been carrying around envy, anger, jealousy, prejudice, unforgiveness. Those are some of the elements that you haven't, and you have sworn that you were not letting go of. There may be some of you out there in our listening audience. When you was in school, you had a friend that tried out for the cheerleading squad, and they made the team, and you did not. Maybe your best friend had gotten married, yet you're still single. Maybe there may be you of those of you that you had a homegirl that had a baby, and you have tried to conceive and found out that you are barren. I want you to look up and be encouraged. There may be some of you that, you know, you had a boyfriend whom he had proposed to you in a marriage proposal and left you waiting at the altar. And you still holding resentment and angerment toward him. I'm asking you today to let go. Let go and let God. God can heal a broken heart. And we will go into the law of Hebrews 12:1. And it reads like this. Let us lay aside every weight and the sins which so easily ensnare us. You have become ineffective in your walk with the Lord due to being weighted down. Now, when you release the weight you have been carrying, you will feel as if wings had been given unto you. You will feel a lighter baggage than before. Now, as a soldier of Christ, we must rid ourselves of everything that hinders us in the conflict with our spiritual enemy. To fight the battle effectively, we must clad only with the armor of God. Ephesians 6:11-17, the Bible also says, unto lacking a Christian is like runners You are running to win the race. And in order to win the race, we must lay aside every weight, everything that hinders us and that would drag you down and that would rob us of our strength and our endurance. Now, this weight may be an excessive desire for possessions, the captivating love of money, an endless pursuit of pleasure, slavery to sinful passion, or a burdensome legalism. Yes, if we are to fight the good fight of faith and run the spiritual race with endurance, the watchword must be off with the weight. Now you can fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Now, I tell you, saints and friends, and you that are out there in the listening digital land, I come to serve you notice on tonight that God can rid you of any weight that's dragging you down. It is time to let it go. Let go and let loose. And let God have it. Whatever you've been holding on to, I come to encourage you tonight to let it go. For it's not worth you losing your soul over anger, envy, strife, madness, envy. Those are the elements that will rob you of your soul's salvation with God. And we don't want anything to rob us of our salvation with God. Because serving God will pay off after a while. Big dividends. God pays well. And God will reward those that diligently seek His face, that live an upright life before Christ each and every day. So I want you to make up in your mind on tonight that you're not going to let nothing else come into the luggage that you're carrying inside of that heart. You're going to lay it aside. And I guarantee you, once you lay that aside, your luggage will soon be traveling so much lighter. You will be so much happier and pleased within yourself that you have laid down the heavy load that has been weighing you in your spiritual walk with God. I want you to know that God loves you, and there's nothing that He can't do. There's nothing that He won't do for you. All you got to do is just trust Him. Believe Him. Believe on His word. And never doubt. And God will surely bring you out. I just want you to know today, saints and friends, and you that are listening out in our listening audience, lay aside the weight. Lay aside the weight. God is challenging you to open up your heart and invite forgiveness in. Open up your heart and invite love in. Open up your heart and invite forgiveness in. And you will soon see that everything else doesn't even matter anymore, because you have put it in the sea, and you will not remember it anymore. God has forgiven you, and now it's time for you to forgive yourself. And I hope and pray that this broadcast has been a blessing unto you on tonight. And I would hope that you would tune back in at our regular scheduled program time slot. It's 8:30 to 9. And I'm asking you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
Life. song here. I wanted anybody here that still remember the day that they got rid of that heavy load of sin. If you're here in this church tonight, if I call a day, you got rid of your heavy load. Oh! I don't want y'all to be ashamed tonight. I want somebody to get up tonight. When I call your day, if you don't mind walking tonight, walk down the aisle, grab me by my hand, and tell me that today I got rid of my heavy load. Oh! I feel like having church here tonight. I know we're in a recording session, but I feel like praising the Lord. Praising. Been good to me. Good God Almighty. Back in the clay hills of Troy, Alabama, an old deacon would get up, walk up, and they didn't have no microphone. Seemed like you could hear him sing a song that said it was heavy load.
We're talking about a heavy load. We're talking about a heavy load.
Say amen. Say amen. I feel better. On a Thursday, I got rid of my head a little. Any good when you don't have to carry that heavy load around? Any good? I feel good tonight, y'all. If somebody sitting by you and don't feel like praying to the Lord, you know what you ought to tell them? Get on out of my way.